Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Kuf Yud, Zevachim 110 on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us about the prohibition of sprinkling blood outside of the courtyard, meaning to say that if you have sacrificial blood, which is supposed to be sprinkled on the altar in the sanctuary or on the altar in the courtyard of the sanctuary, if you take that blood and you bring it as an offering outside the courtyard, that's going to be a prohibition. And not only that, our Mishnah is also going to talk about the prohibition of doing a water libation outside of the courtyard. We know that there was a concept that there was supposed to be wine libations daily on the altar, but there was also one time of year when there was a water libation, and that was on the holiday of Sukkot. So our Mishnah tells us, HaZorek mitzas dam b'chutz, that if somebody sprinkles a portion of their blood, and the sacrificial blood outside of the courtyard of the temple, then under those circumstances, chayev, the person is going to be liable, because we say that under these circumstances, the person has done a sacrificial act outside of the courtyard. Rabbi Elazar says, af hamanaseich mei hachag, even if a person takes the water that was supposed to be used as a libation on the holiday of Sukkot, and the person takes it and uses that libation outside of the courtyard, that is going to be liability. So somebody was hamanasech mechag b'chag b'chutz. If somebody takes this water that was supposed to be used for libation on Sukkot and libates it outside of the courtyard on the holiday of Sukkot, that person is going to be liable. And Rabbi Nechemiah says shiyare hadam shekrivan b'chutz. Also, the remnants of the blood, that after the blood was sprinkled on the corners of the altar, then there are certain sacrifices where the blood was supposed to be also poured on the base. So that was called the remnants of the blood. So if that blood was not sprinkled on the base, but it was taken outside, it was not poured on the base, but it was taken outside of the courtyard and brought up, that is also going to be a liability according to Rabbi Nechemiah, because he says that this shiari adam were essential to the sacrifice. The Gemara explains that what is the source for this idea that somebody who does the libation on Sukkot outside of the courtyard of the temple is going to be liable. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rabbi Menachem Yudpa'ah, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that must be that Rabbi Eliezer follows the position of Rabbi Akiva, his teacher. Must be Rabbi Eliezer b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amrei. Must follow Rabbi Akiva's teacher, because Rabbi Akiva says, what's our source for this concept of doing a water libation? It's not explicit in the Torah. We know the wine libation is explicit in the Torah, but where do we get this whole concept of a water libation? And indeed, it became a huge polemic between the Tzedukim and the Perushim. So what's the source of it? So Rabbi Akiva says, Nisuch HaMayim Diyo. How do we know that it's a biblical law to do this water libation? Because it states in a Braisa, which we did already on Tanis, that Rabbi Akiva states, since it says in the verse in Numbers chapter 29, verse 31, Unisachecha, that it says that you shall do an offering on Sukkot with its libation, and it could have, and from the fact it says this extra phrase, Unisachecha, it's referring to, says Rabbi Akiva, B'shnei Nisuchim HaKosam Adava, that there are two types of libations that the Torah is referring to. Echad Nisuch HaMayim V'Echad Nisuch HaYayin. So there's both a water libation and a wine libation. So therefore, that's the source, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the water libation is biblical from the word Unisachecha, and based upon that, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that for this reason, if you bring the water libation outside of the courtyard of the temple, you're going to be liable for bringing an offering outside the temple. Comes along Reish Lakish, and he asks a couple of questions against Rabbi Yochanan. He says, first of all, if that's the case, that we compare the water libation to the wine libation, well, then we should say that the measurements should be the same. Just like by a wine libation, you're only going to be liable if you have a measurement of 3 lugan. That's what's required to bring a wine libation. So too, by the water libation, you should require 3 lugim, but Rabbi Elazar says me'achag, which means to say with even a small amount, even less than 3 lugim. And the second question is, if it's comparable to the wine libation, then it should be with any amount, not, and should be all during the year, not just on the holiday of Sukkot. And so therefore, it can't be that Rabbi Elazar is following the position of of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Elazar limits it only to the holiday of Sukkot and not to the whole year. So the Gemara says, indeed, Ishtamite, so Rabbi Menachem Yudpo said this law had forgotten a different teaching. He forgot the teaching of Rabbi Ami, and that teaching of Rabbi Ami is what Rabbi Elazar had based himself on. What's the teaching of Rabbi Ami? That the source for the for water libation from the Torah is not by comparing it to the wine libation from the word Unisalcheha, but rather it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, that's a specific law of Moses at Sinai, that the water libation is supposed to be done on the holiday of Sukkot. And what's the law? How do we know this? Because says Rabbi Asi, the Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Pikas Beis Chortan, that there were three halachos that were halachos Moshe Misinai. And what were these three halachos? Eser Netios, Arava, Venisa Chamayev. These three laws, which the commentaries say are really unrelated, these are the laws that were taught Moses at Sinai, and that's the basis for Rabbi Elazar's position. What are the three laws? Well, Nisuch HaMayim, we've already discussed. That was the concept of having to do a water libation on the holiday of Sukkot. Arava is the idea that a person is supposed to take their aravos, their willows, which on the holiday of Sukkot, and lean them against the altar standing up for the 7 days of the holiday. And that is discussed in the Gemara in Sukkah 45a. And the third idea is the Eser Netios, this 10 sap. And the basic concept here is that even though we're supposed to say, biblically speaking, in addition to not working the land on the sabbatical year, we're supposed to stop 30 days in advance and not work the land. However, there's a special law that if there's young trees, that if we don't work the land, that those trees will be destroyed, that we're allowed to work plow the whole field. So if there is a field that has 10 saplings in a 50 by 50 area, so then under those circumstances, That if it is 50 by 50, we're allowed to plow the entire field. Meaning to say, even though there's a biblical prohibition against plowing the field for the purpose of rescuing these trees and protecting these young trees, we suspend that law. And this is a halacha, Moshe Misinai, to protect young trees.